It's good to be here, amen. And I thank God for the opportunity to be here this morning and appreciate the invitation. But I was here the last time I preached. I told Brother Jerry, I said I had a letter that was written to him and I wanted to read it sometime. And this letter is probably 100 years old. That's why I say it's written to Brother Jerry. It's old. And it was copied off the sheet that was written on, and you can tell that I just copied it off. You can tell it was old. So an old preacher had carried this in his Bible for years and years, and he let me copy it. So if you permit this morning, I'm going to read you, Pastor, a letter. And it's from the church, so you just bear with me. It says, "Dear Pastor, you often stressed attendance at worship as being very important for a Christian, but I think a person has a right to miss now and then. I think every person ought to be excused for the following reasons and number of times indicated to the right: Christmas, Sunday before and after, at least once a year. New Year's, parties lasted way too long, so I should be excused. Easter, get away for the holiday, so I need to be excused one time for that. 4th of July, it's a national holiday, we shouldn't have to go to church. Labor Day, need to get away. Memorial Day, to visit my hometown. School closing, kids need a break. School opening, one last fling before getting back to school. Family reunions, mine and my wife's, that's two times a year. Sleeping late, Saturday night activities too much, that should be at least four times a year. Anniversary, the second honeymoon, that once a year. Sickness at least once for each member of the family, five times at least. Business trips, a must. Vacations, 3 weeks, but you can catch us at home in case of an emergency three times a year. Bad weather, ice, snow, rain, and clouds. Ball games. Unexpected company. I cannot just walk out on them. Time change, springing ahead, falling back. That's two times a year. Special TV program, special Super Bowl. Pastor, that leaves only two Sundays per year. So you can count on us to be in church on the fourth Sunday of every February and the third Sunday in August unless provocations hinder us. Sincerely yours, your faithful members."
Me and Jesus will be here when they get
ready to
come.
I run across that the other day. I just thumbed through my Bible, and I thought about reading that last time I was here, and I just didn't have the opportunity to do it, and I wanted to do that this morning. But you know, that's what a lot of people really think, folks. I remember a time a lady came to me, and I dismissed church on Thursday night because Thanksgiving, we had church on Thursday night. She just had a fit. Hadn't been there in a month and a half, and she just threw a fit because I was going to close service up, and her husband had really planned on being there. I never said a word. I just got my keys out, took my key off to the church and handed it to her. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "You can go ahead and come and have church." I said, "We do without you all the time." And made her so mad she couldn't understand it. But nevertheless, that's the way people feel. They feel like they're not obligated. But we are obligated to the house of God. Not just because we're members of the church, but because, amen, we love the Lord.
Amen.
So this morning, I was hoping there'd be 10,000 people here that I didn't know so I could just rear back and preach and bust hide. But nevertheless, it's us. Amen. So, oh me, I may have to go daughter myself. 2 Timothy chapter 3. You want to bear it with me just a minute? I'm going to read some chapter 3 and chapter 4. So you pray for me. It is a wonderful thing to be in the house of God this morning. I thank God for the opportunity to be in His house. I thank God for the health to be here. And most of all, I'm thankful I was asked to be here. Amen. That's a blessing to me. So this morning, I appreciate you allowing me to be here. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Starting in the very first verse, going to read a few verses here, and then I'm going to skip over to chapter 4. So you can just be ready. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, 2 Timothy. He says this, the first verse. He said, "How this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Verse 7, he said, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Chapter 4, verse 1, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance in his kingdom. I preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. This morning, I don't know why the Lord put this on my heart, but about 2 days now, it's been laying heavy on my heart, and I'm just going to follow the Lord. I know better than to question Him. I worry about what I'm going to preach and what I'm going to say. But you know what? If I just put it in God's hands, it'll be all right. Amen. So this morning, I'll just give you what the Lord put on my heart. I read all these things, and I believe today we're living. If Paul wrote about them back then, telling Timothy, surely to God, we're in them today. I believe with all my heart, people today have no respect one for another. Amen. They're proud. They're blasphemers. Amen. Everybody's saved. Nobody's lost. I mean, there's just something in their life. Amen. But everything that comes together hinders them from the house of God. Amen. I don't want to preach on attendance this morning, but this is the way it is. Folks, the Bible says, amen, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. How in the world can I hear what the Spirit saith unto the church if I'm not there? I like what Brother Jerry said this morning. He brings a way to heaven to steal through the church. Brother, I believe that with all my heart this morning. Amen. If you want to go to heaven, you need to come to the church. Amen. Not only do you need to come to the church, but you need to be faithful and added to the church. Amen. And I'm not going up on Calvary, don't you? I'll preach it at Brother Jason's church. I'll preach it everywhere I go. Amen. People are falling away. I was in church last Sunday morning. Amen. With about 25 people. Come back Sunday night and they was only 10. Amen. They're falling away. Amen. We need to have a greater desire than that to serve God. Now listen, he told Timothy over here, he said to preach the word and be instant in season and out of season. Now listen, he said that they will turn from the truth. They will not endure sound doctrine. I'm here to tell you this morning that sound doctrine will get you to heaven. Amen. This soul, watered down, made up, messed up junk, hey, that they're getting off the internet, I will not get you to glory. But I will tell you, the pure word of God, amen, a man that will stand on the end, I will help you get to glory.
Yeah. Amen.
I believe that, Sister Mert.
Yeah.
I can tell you a story. Talking about stories, I'll tell you a story. Amen, preachers. I hate storyteller preachers. Amen. I'm going to tell a story. Ah, boy. Amen. He's a little fella. Amen. He got a nosebleed. Boy, I tell you, his nose was just a point. That story's about Sister Mary. Amen. You know Sister Mary in the Bible, she had Jesus. I got Sister Mary that has Jerry. Amen. Amen. But listen. Amen. He had a nosebleed. I took him in the back room. There was a woman there that had been studying to be a nurse. And we tried to get his nose stopped bleeding. Finally got it stopped. But later on, it cut it loose of bleeding again. I was back there with him. I took the Bible and I opened up the scripture to Ezekiel and read the scripture. Amen. To stop the bleeding. But it didn't help a bit. But I remember, brothers, he got the bleeding worse. And I believe I come and told Brother Jerry, we're going to have to take him to the emergency room. He's going to bleed to death. I've never seen nobody have a nosebleed so bad in all my life. Amen. It was pouring out of both nostrils. And Sister Mary took it, just opened her Bible up, humbled there in front of God and everybody else. And she began to read the pure word of God openly. And you can't hide things that God's got. And you know how quick it quit? It's faster you can flip that light switch off. That's how quick his nose quit. That's the glory of God. That's what it takes to walk close to God. And then to pray and seek the Lord, not be ashamed of what He's done for you. I believe today, I'll get back to sound doctrine. Amen. I just seen Mary over there, I just had to tell that. But listen to me. Sound doctrine's this. Jesus Christ was crucified for your sins. He died for you. And He tells us to follow him. Amen. We have forgotten the way to heaven. Amen. We have forgotten that there's some things that we have to do. Amen. We must. Amen. Follow him. He was a great example. We talk about going through things and having troubles. But the Bible don't tell me that the way to heaven is smooth. He just said, I have made a way for you. Amen. And if you'll come to me, amen, you can make it. If you'll follow me, I've been an example. Jesus suffered and died. It wasn't easy for him to make the crossing. And neither will it be for us.
Amen. That's right, brother.
We're going to have heartaches and troubles and things in this life, amen, that we can't have the answer for. I get so depressed. Amen. Sometimes I don't have nobody to talk to. And you know what? When you go to talking to people about how things are going on in your life, everybody's got an answer. But they never tell you what God said about it. Amen. I can tell you all day what I think you ought to do. But if I can't back it up with that precious love of God, it's as useless. Amen. It's as useless as anything you can think of. Amen. Because it has no effect.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Amen. Listen, sound doctrine will get us to heaven. Amen. Yeah. He said we must be born again. Amen. There ain't no other way. He tells us that we must follow him. There's no other way. He said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. He said, no man's going to come unto me. Amen. Except the Father draw him. People believe today that they can just do what they want to. Go to heaven when they want to. Folks, it don't work that way. You're going to go Jesus' way, or you ain't going to go at all. Amen. Over can make up all these stories. Amen. And tell that there's so many ways to heaven. Amen. All these rich people can tell you you can buy your way into heaven. But I'm here to tell you this morning, you might be a poor little goat turkey. If you accept Jesus Christ, you'll go to heaven.
Amen.
You have to accept him. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Right? Sound doctrine is things that the Bible teaches us. He said to abstain from things. He tells us to come out from amongst the world and be separated. Preacher, there's a lot of things I like to do. There's things I like to do too. Amen. I like to go home, shut the door. Amen. And stay in the house. Amen. Every once in a while I go to town. Don't take me long to burn out on that. You know why? Because there's so much garbage in this world. Amen. It distracts you. Amen. From serving God. And people think, well, it's just, it's okay. It's okay. As I just read to you, we make excuses. Amen. Listen. You'll never be perfect. You think you're going to try to be perfect and you'll be perfect. And we expect you to be perfect. I don't expect you to be perfect. Jerry don't expect you to be perfect. He expects you to try, amen, to serve the Lord. Amen. And try to make heaven your home. Amen. We ain't going to get there because, amen, mom and daddy went. We ain't going to get there because grandma went. We're going to go because we came to an old-fashioned altar. We accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. We took up our cross and we followed him to glory. How about it?
Yeah.
Does that not sound right to you? Is that not what the Word of God says? Amen. That we take up a cross and follow him. You know, there was a man came to him there and said, what must I do? Amen. To inherit eternal life. He said, well, keep the commandments. He said, I've done all this from my youth up. I don't know why, but listen, that just tears me up. He kept the commandments. And that's what the Bible says for us to do, is it not? But Jesus said, you like something. Amen. Sometimes we like a little something in our life that we're not willing to give rid of, to let go of. Amen. And we'll hold on to that until it destroys us.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus said he liked something. He said, get rid of that stuff you got, take up your cross and follow me.
Amen. Yeah.
A lot of people think Jesus, they think Jesus still tell them to crucify the children. Amen. To put them to death to prove to him. They think that they can be under the law and amen, keep the commandments and make him come. Listen, he was saying, everything that hinders you, get rid of it.
Yeah, right. Amen.
And then after me. Come after me. But we ain't willing sometimes to give it up. You know, sometimes it might not even seem like sin, but over Hebrews it says, lay aside every weight and every sin.
Yeah.
That so easily besets us.
Amen.
Things that become weight to us hinders us from serving God. It might not actually be a sin, but whenever you go for it, amen, you begin to back up, amen, and you start following after that wedding, the next thing you know, guess what?
Out of church.
Yes, sir. Out of church.
Yeah.
We used to do a thing when I was a kid. We'd go down to the river in the summertime, and we'd dive into the creek. We'd go to the bottom and see who could bring the biggest rock back to the top.
Yeah.
How about a weight? In the water, you can pick up a good sized rock. Amen. Sometimes I felt like Samson.
Yeah.
Sometimes I felt like Delilah. Amen. But you know what? We was down there one time having a big time. Us boys was. My uncle came down there. He big muscled up. Hey, man, could pick a front end of a car up, brother. That's how stout he was. He was going to show us how it does. He went down there and got him one. Brought it back up.
Yeah.
Amen. Turned it loose. He was a good sized rock. He said, I'll give you one bigger. He went down and got another. It was so big he couldn't hold it, so he stuck the end of it in his shorts. Amen. To help him hold it, and he comes to the top, and every time his nose would come out, he'd go back down. He liked to drown because he was trying to prove that he could outdo us.
Yeah.
That's the way a lot of people here today, people trying to outdo the world. Amen. You know what you'll do? You'll drown.
Yeah.
Right.
You will drown, folks. Hey, man, you'll just keep coming up and going back down. Coming up and going back down. Get in or get out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, get in or get out. Hey, man, you know, and I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying this morning. Jesus Christ loves you.
Amen. Yeah.
He wants you. He died for you.
Yeah.
He wants you. Do you want Him?
Amen.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
He proved He wanted us.
Yeah.
He died for us, Sister Colette.
Amen.
Kathy, He gave His life for me when I was in sin. Before I was ever born, He died for me.
That's right.
Amen. That I could live.
Yeah. Amen.
Do I want Him? Yes, I want Him.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
I want Him because that's the only way to get to heaven.
Yeah.
It's through Him this morning.
Amen.
He said here in the last days, He said, Dale, I won't have natural affections. They're truth breakers. They're false accusers. Let me tell you something. They despise everything that's good. You tell somebody that, you know, you ought not do that, and let me tell you, they'll get mad.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know what else? Hey, man, they despise those that do try to good.
Yeah.
They'll try to find the accusation against them, just like He did Jesus. Hey, man, Jesus came, hey, man, to set us free. What did He do? Some brother was talking about Paul there.
Right.
Hey, all He'd done was went through his life trying to find some reason to put him to death, to shut his mouth.
Yeah.
Because he was telling the truth.
Right.
They couldn't kick against him. Hey, man, he was telling the truth. And you know what? The truth will set you free, the Bible says.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I don't find it anywhere where it says a lie will.
Yep.
It says the truth. Amen. It will set you free. You know what? This morning, we ought to be a happy people.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I want you to understand something. When I'm saying that, I'm not saying that you ought to be sitting here grinning from ear to ear, shouting and praising God. A lot of preachers, I believe we take that way. We get feeling low because we're going through something that they ain't.
No.
I mean it this way. Lord, be happy that we're saved.
Amen.
To know that whatever we're going through, it'll either come to pass or we'll just go on to glory.
Yeah.
Either way, it's going to come to pass.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm a baby. I pout and I cry and I whine about everything. But you know what? I spend a little time with God and He helps me.
That's right.
Amen. It takes a little bit of Jesus to help me. Now, what He said in the Word of God, sound doctrine, He said, cast your cares upon me.
Yeah.
I give you.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, He said, come and learn to me. He said, I'm meek and lowly.
Yeah.
Hey, man, He tells me over there, He said, listen, He said, put my yoke on, it's light.
Yeah,
my burdens are easy. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, He don't want us to be burdened down. He don't want us to be troubled. People all pray for a greater burden. I'm here to tell you, you better watch what you pray for.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're saved by the grace of God, you've got a burden.
Right.
You want to see your loved ones saved. You want to do good. Amen. You want to go to the house of God. But listen, when we begin to drift away, guess what happens? Amen. We dry up. We dry up and we begin to fade away just like a flower in the spring and the fall.
Amen.
I've got a rose bush, and I've told this before, it's pretty. At times that thing will be a full bloom, and them blooms will look so pretty. I come in that evening and they'll be half of them dead at 4 o'clock. Because they've been there for a while and they die.
Yeah.
There'll be more coming on. Listen to me. When you're going to die, there's going to be more coming on.
Yeah.
But I want to be ready to go to heaven, don't you?
Amen.
Yeah. Bible says this. It says, those that believe in Him and confess, they shall be saved.
That's right.
It says, how shall they believe in whom they've not heard?
Yeah.
It says, unless they have a preacher.
Yeah.
Amen. Guess what? It said, how shall they preach except they be sent?
Right.
You'll find in the Bible that those preachers that was in the Bible, Jesus sent them out to spread the gospel.
Yeah.
Did he not? Sent them out to preach the word.
Yeah.
They instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke. And then we're all along. You know what? We get weary. We don't see nobody saved.
Right.
I preached for a full year before I ever saw one soul saved. Amen. I preached. I went church to church that year. Amen. All across this country, I preached in churches. And not one soul ever came to know Jesus. And one Sunday morning, I'll never forget this, we was going into revival at Brother Jury's down here, amen, Harris Chapel. And I remember one Sunday morning complaining about this at church. Brother Jury was down there and I was in another church. I said, I've not seen a soul saved. There was an old preacher, Clayton Paget. Some of you might know him. Got me by the arm after church, pulled me aside. He said, son, if you are in there, God will pour you out a blessing.
Yeah, right.
Little did I know it was coming.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got to see a lot of souls saved in 1 week.
That's right.
16 souls saved in 10 days. Hey, man, that was a pretty good sight to see.
That's right.
Hey, man, because, hey, man, why? Kept on fighting. Kept on digging. Hey, man, over the years, Brother Adam, I've seen several saved.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've seen a lot of people go back out into the world.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've seen the church dry up.
Yeah.
Folks, I know it ain't popular this morning. I'm sorry.
That's your boy.
What God's given, I just give you what He gives.
Right,
I'm not fussing on you. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you to the bottom of my heart. If you don't believe me, invite me home for dinner. What do you got? Amen. I'll eat you cooking and tell you I love you. Amen. But listen, the truth's the truth. We are the church. It ain't this building. It's not Fredonia.
No.
That's the church. It's us. We're the church.
That's right.
When people started dying in the church that I was pastoring, when I first went there, I had two people die just right off the bat. I took it in May, and by the end of June, I done had two go.
Yeah.
Broke my heart.
Yep.
You know what everybody was telling me? Church's going to die now. Church's going to die now. Mm-hmm. And they begin to leave.
Yep.
Or I said, a young preacher, twiddling my thumb, no Sanders, no nothing.
Yeah.
I thought, God, what am I going to do?
Amen.
He said, you ain't dead, are you? I kept on preaching.
Yeah.
Church began to build. And this little short lady come in back here, and she's come back. She was there. She wasn't there to start with. Here she come in. She could sing like an angel. Yeah. And a few more started coming in. A few more. And they said, you know, I got more singing. I'll check sick. You know why? Because God began to bless.
Amen.
We held on. And the church stayed alive.
Yeah.
Amen. It's the same today. The church
right.
will not die because we are the church.
Amen.
It's up to us to keep it alive.
That's right.
I ain't a member of no church this morning. But I am a member of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That Lord makes me a part of the church. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever church I go to, I'm part of it because I belong to Jesus.
Yeah. Praise the
Lord. I love you this morning. But think about this. Are you doing what God has you to do? I ain't talking about what you think, what I think you ought to do, what you think I ought to do. I'm talking about what's your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Are you doing what He wants you to do? I asked the church this one time, and I'll say this, and I'll come to a close. I said, listen, when you're sitting at home and church is going on, is there ever anything that bothers you? Nobody'd answer that. I'm going to share this with you. I got sick. And I was home for two Sundays, I believe it was, and I was sick. I got the stomach virus. My grandkids were going to school, and they brought it home and gave it to me. They thought, Papa, I needed some of that. About the time that I was getting back on my feet the following week, and I'd missed church, boy, I tell you, I laid there and I worried about the church. I worried if everything was okay. And I mean, there's something inside of me wanting to go to church, but I didn't want to give it to them people.
Yeah.
So long about Friday, I felt a little bit better. And I thought, I'm going to go to work this morning. I feel a little bit better. I'm weaker in water, but I think I'll go to work. I feel a little bit better. I headed on up on the mountain. I got there at work, and I walked in. I walked through the shop. And the time I got back to where we were, I turned around and went back to the office. I said, I'm going home. I can't do this. The time I got back to the house, I took a back set on that, buddy. That's the sickest I've ever been in my life. Couldn't hold my head up for 3 days. Throwed up some mush. I didn't have nothing to hydrate it. My legs were drawn, cramping. What's it? There was a spirit inside of me. Come Sunday morning, I want to go to church. Man, I want to go to church. I lay there in the bed and I cried and I wept. And I said, God, please help me get better. I ain't bragging on myself. God put something in me.
Yep.
He put something in me. And if you don't have that this morning, we all, if we don't have that, there's something missing.
Amen.
There's something missing, honey. Listen, we need to have that inside us.
Amen. Yeah.
As Paul fed that up.
Yeah.
With the holy water.
That's right.
Gets us to church, Brother Adam. Gets us back next time, the next time, the next time. Amen. Because we have that unction with Him.
Yeah.
This morning, please, don't get mad at me. Get to me very close. Just ask God what He had you do.
Amen. Yeah.
You do what God had you do, everybody will be happy.
That's right.
You know the old saying is, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy anymore. I don't care whether mama's happy or not. She ain't the leader of my life.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is.
Amen.
Amen. My mama gets so mad at me because I don't throw down every 2 or 3 days and be there on her feet. She'll call my other brother up and say, I don't know what's wrong, Randy. He ain't been here, ain't done it. I'm the only one that goes. But she fusses out to the rest of them about how sorry I am. Because I ain't been there. I missed yesterday. She called my oldest brother up and said, I don't know what's wrong with him. He ain't been. Guess he got something better than him. Well, yeah, I did. I got visiting somebody dying of cancer, Mom. Well, I told her, I went to see her this morning. I had to go clear that up with her. I said, are you near death yet? She said, no. I said, okay, I've been out visiting the sick, Mom. See, we get blamed for everything. Somebody throwing off on us about everything. But here's what matters is what Jesus Christ knows about
Amen.
Us. What we are satisfying Him. I ain't here to satisfy you. I love you. I don't want to hurt you. But I tell you this, I just want to do what God had me do.
Yeah.
One time when I was an old man, a young man, there's a little bitty boy walked through Sunday school one Sunday morning. I was so brokenhearted. I'll never forget it, boy. Everything around me falling apart. Little bitty boy, wasn't much bigger than Abel. He went to Sunday school and somebody helped him write this. Draw a car on one side, that looks terrible. Harps on the other side, they're all messed up, but I could read. Kind of hard to read. This little boy come back through Sunday school and he handed me that letter. Kept a truck, he smiled at me. It's my oldest grandson. He didn't know what kind of shape Papa was in. It says, I love you, Papa, from the bottom of
my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I couldn't help but shout just a little bit.
Amen.
See, you never know what you might do for somebody else. That, what do you say, perfect praise comes, amen, from the mouth of babes.
Yeah.
You know what, if we just come as humble as a little child,
right.
Do what God have us to do, we'd be a blessing one to another.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. Gary, I want to tell you something, brother. You'll find some good teacher.
Yeah.
The devil will tell you otherwise. You could have ran the bigger shit taken up with him. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I tell you, when anybody will stand up and try to do the best they can for the glory of God, that's all that matters.
That's right, brother.
And the brother does a fantastic job on top of that.
That's right.
Amen. So this morning, if you stand, are you doing what God would have you to do?
Amen.
Amen. This morning, are you doing
exactly
what God would have you do?
Yeah.
Jerry invited you back tonight for a special service. Will you make it? Will you be able to be here? Or have you got plans? What did Jesus say? Sell what you got. Pay up your cross, Father.
Yeah.
He said, deny yourself. He said, if you love your mother and father more than me, amen, you're not worthy of me. If you love your children more than me, you're not worthy of me.
Right.
I've tried not to ever let things like that come between me and y'all.